Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in. This episode of College Chaos, sponsored by The Engine, is focusing on what's going on with the SAT and ACT admission tests, what the College Board that administers the SAT is doing, as well as the ACT, and what you can kind of expect, or not really know what to expect, in the coming months. I hope you enjoy it. Welcome to The Engine. So the SAT and ACT are college entrance exams. They're not required by every single college. For instance, a junior college like DVC, you're not required to take them to get in. But a lot of four-year colleges do require them. Way more require them than don't require them. So, of course, people prepare for these. Now, you go through the PSAT in sophomore and junior year, and then you generally take the SAT sometime in your junior year or maybe in your senior year. And again, the SAT and ACT are interchangeable. So they're different tests, but colleges accept them equally. There is not a big push nationally or locally for one over the other. And again, even though the SAT has changed a lot in the last few years, it's still a basic test. You're still testing basic grammar, which is great. Grammar, basic math, basic critical reading, and same with the ACT. Now, because students couldn't go to physically take this test as early as March, some people were able to take the SAT. Some people were not as early as March because, of course, the coronavirus, COVID-19, everything got shut down. People have kind of been pushed back. Now, initially, the people who missed March were told that they could take the May test. People who missed the April ACT were told they could take the June ACT or later date. We now see that this is not happening. The May test pretty quickly thereafter got canceled and everybody got bumped to the June SAT. And now the June SAT has been canceled. So let me recap. Some people in March SAT missed it. Everybody in the May SAT is going to miss it. And now everybody in the June SAT is going to miss it. Everybody missed the April ACT. And as of today, the June ACT is still on. Now, we don't know how it's going to be administered. They haven't said anything about at-home tests. But we can just assume that they're still planning on doing it in the normal setting, in a school somewhere. We don't know. But as of today, they are not taking it off the table. Now, again, it's April 16th, April 17th. This could all be different. I have no idea. Nobody knows. But what we do know is right now, today, the June ACT is on. So what's the best thing you can do moving forward with these tests? Now, I will do another podcast about what the colleges are doing. But let's assume everybody listening to this is interested in getting a good test score out. Okay, that could be the SAT or the ACT. It doesn't matter. If you're looking to get a score for the SAT, you obviously have to look for dates after June. That would be August, October, November, or December of 2020. The College Board that administers the SAT has said it will potentially open up additional test dates, so perhaps a test in September. There's no test right now scheduled for September, but perhaps a September test. In the event that these cannot be administered in person, somehow the College Board is saying they will be delivered in home. Now, how will they be delivered in home? I have no idea, but the College Board said that it could potentially do it, considering all of the remote technology that's coming out and Zoom and things like that. I don't find it too difficult to imagine, but again, there are nuances to be worked out that you and I don't have to worry about. Bottom line is the College Board said this will be on. Now, what do you do as a test taker? You try to sign up for the soonest test you can. So right now, as it stands today, that would be the August SAT. What if you can't take the August test? Then sign up for the next one. Right, that's going to be October, November, December. And if they come out and say something about an earlier test date, snag that. But sign up for the first test date you can. What if the nearest location is an hour away? Sign up for the first test you can. Yes, you may have to drive to Fairfield. Yes, you may have to drive to Santa Rosa. Get a spot. Because even if the test gets canceled, which again, the SAT has said it will not do again, even if it gets canceled, you will be on a priority list for registration for the next test. So just having a spot just having a spot is a big piece, because then all the people that didn't have spots, they're behind you, theoretically, in the next registration. So you get choice spots, choice locations, whatever it is. So focus on that. And again, even if they get canceled in person, they will be delivered somehow. That's what the College Board said. So for right now, that's what we know. We know that the SAT is going to be administered again, somehow. We know the ACT, as of today, is still on for June. And if it's not, if that gets canceled, there's another ACT in July, and then there's another one in September, and there's another one in October and December, and there will likely be additional test dates. But the best thing you can do is, again, register for the earliest test you can. Get a spot. I don't care where it is. Don't freak out about this. And remember, you still have plenty of opportunities to take this test, likely more than you will take, right? I think you're going to likely have at least four more opportunities to take the SAT. Nobody wants to take it four times. So, deep breath. If you want an SAT and ACT score and you don't have one yet, you're going to be able to get one by application time. So that's it for now. I'm Matt Todd, and I hope you've enjoyed this episode of College Chaos. Go out and crush it.